Intelligent Transportation Systems Podcast. Happy New Year to everyone! Welcome back to the ITS Podcast. This is episode 21 for January 2015. This is Javier Sanchez Medina speaking from the IEEE Intelligent Transportation Systems Society. How could we possibly have a better start for the new year than with a new edition of the ITS Podcast? As you may see, we don't stop for holidays. Here you have a still warm new episode with Professor Sami Iltaweb from James Madison University in Virginia, United States. We have had a very interesting chat about the refreshing new traffic incidents reporting architecture they have recently published at the ITS magazine. We also have a new volunteer for our show, Dr. Mariam Kavesgar, who has contributed with an extremely interesting news mini section. Please go and check it out! Mehran Shirazi will be talking about the history of traffic incidents in his transportation history mini section. And finally, we have a very important call in the middle of this episode's interview. We are launching a Follower Get a Follower campaign to better disseminate this publication and extending our subscribers' email list. So if you're interested, you may even win an iPad by convincing your friends and colleagues to join in. Please listen to the details in the middle cat or visit itsp.cicei.com. Thank you! Let's start now. We hope you enjoy it.
This is the news mini section for episode 21, January 2015 by Mariam Kavesgar. It was just in June last year that the UK government decided to allow the usage of driverless cars on open roads. Earlier, they were permitted on private roads only. Many cities competed to get the opportunity of having surrealistic autonomous cars. Finally, four cities have been selected: Greenwich, Bristol, Coventry, and Milton Keynes. Of course, before expanding the concept of using driverless cars on urban areas, there must be some law regulation for safety and alteration and adjustments in insurance policies. Bristol is hosting the Venturer Consortium, which will focus on whether driverless cars will make the roads safer and less congested or not. EXA, as one of the members, will study the reaction of people to this transformational technology, as well as the legal and insurance implications of its introduction. Greenwich is all set to run the Gateway project, which will investigate the effects of automated vehicles on its already multimodal transportation system. Three trials are going to be undertaken in the Gateway project. These will include various tests of a fully automated shuttle system called Meridian and automated valet parking for adapted cars. The goal is to understand to what extent these technologies are accepted by people and can be implemented in a city's infrastructure. In parallel, DigiCar, full mission driving simulator of Transport Research Laboratory, will be used to study the driver's behavior with fully automated vehicles. The simulator uses a photorealistic 3D model of Greenwich Peninsula. This experiment monitors the risk, liability, insurance issues, interaction with the pedestrians, and adaptability to traffic lights. Milton Keynes and Coventry will host the UK AutoDrive program. They will test the public reaction on both self-driving cars on open roads and self-driving pods on pedestrianized roads. These tests will last from 18 to 36 months and will begin on 1st January 2015.
Transportation in History by Mehran Shirazi, PhD candidate at Simon Fraser University, Canada. You might think that the first fatal car accident must have happened after Carl Benz built his famous car, Patent Motorwagen, in 1886. However, Mary Ward, a scientist, writer, and artist, had the unfortunate privilege of being the first known person to be killed by a car. Interestingly, there might have been another fatal accident several years before that in 1834. Depending on what your definition of car is, the first recorded non-fatal accident could have happened almost 250 years ago. Like it or not, the Benz was not actually the first car, because steam carriages like the one Mary Ward was riding on in August 31, 1869 had been around for decades earlier. Steam cars of those years were crude, cumbersome, and heavy. On that day, Mary and three companions were enjoying a trip on a steam-powered carriage. While in motion, the carriage hit a bump, throwing Mary from her seat and into the path of one of the carriage's wheels, where she was crushed and instantly killed. Let's go back 35 more years. In 1834, John Scott Russell's steam carriage exploded and killed four passengers. It is claimed that this accident was sabotaged by road trustees, horse carriage companies, and early railway owners to stain the reputation of steam carriages. Russell was forced to close his steam carriage business after this accident. The very first accident involving an automobile is said to be one involving the invention of Nicolas Joseph Cugnot in 1771. Cugnot supposedly built the very first self-propelled mechanical vehicle capable of carrying passengers. When he wanted to show several French officials the ability of the vehicle to carry passengers and cannons for the military, the automobile went out of control and smashed into a garden wall at a speed of only 3 km per hour. Well, 3 km per hour may not kill you, but actually killed Cugnot's aspirations.
Hello again! Are you waiting for the central content of this episode? Well, it's time now! So let's start with Professor Ilta Webb. Hello, we are today with a young professor and researcher, Sami Ilta Webb, from James Madison University at Virginia in the US. He is co-author of a recent paper on the IEEE Intelligent Transportation Systems magazine titled Physical Layer Aspects of Information Exchange in the Notice Architecture. Well, congratulations, Professor, for that recent publication. Can you please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Thank you very much, and I will start. My name is Sami Ilta Webb. I received my PhD in computer science from Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. I'm currently an assistant professor at James Madison University in Harrisonburg, Virginia. I have been working here for 2 years, and this is my third year now. I work in the Intelligence, Integrated Science and Technology Department in the sector of telecommunication, networking, and security. I teach a lot of courses like wireless network security, introduction to networking, introduction to programming, and more. From the research perspective, I do research surrounding the intelligent transportation, vehicular ad hoc network, sensor network, voice over IP, and computer security.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Well, your paper continues the dissemination of the research started by Professor Stefan Olario and others at the Computer Science Department of Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. Is that correct?
Yes, Professor Steve Olario with other group of researchers did start the idea of NOTICE, which is an architecture for the notification of traffic incident and congestion on highways.
Mm-hmm. Sami, can you please present NOTICE to our listeners?
Okay, so NOTICE is a secure architecture for automatic detection of traffic incident and dissemination of traffic information to cars. So to simplify it, you imagine a kind of a belt that's installed on the highway every couple of miles. And by exchanging information between these belts and the car, you will be able to gather or collect data from passing vehicles. And this data is highly correlated. So for a kind of a purpose of communication, each car is equipped, or we assume it's equipped, with two radio equipment. One in the front, which does the handshaking part, and one in the rear, which is like doing the data exchange of information between the car and the belt.
Well, that's interesting. This model has been presented to be an efficient way to notify traffic incidents from the place they happen to the rest of the vehicles. But how are traffic incidents detected? Do you need human intervention there?
So. Not at all. There is no human interaction with the system at all. So let us assume that there is an incident or an accident that happened in a certain location on the highway. So naturally, most of the car will change lane at a certain distance away from this incident or this accident. The vehicle like a vehicle can detect that this lane exchange or of lane has happened and will be recorded in a kind of an event data recorder, a kind of a black box similar to the one installed in the airplanes. So this EDR system, after a statistical amount of number of exchange lane, will detect and report that there is a kind of an incident at this location.
Mm-hmm. And how about safety? Can someone hack into your system and alert everybody of a fake incident? How do you plan to keep communication safe? Can you please describe how is it secure and privacy-aware architecture as you define it?
So in notice, passing vehicle exchange data with the build. They drop off message or like to the car and upload message from the build, the previous build. So this happened without any interaction with the human or the driver. So each adjacent pair of build will share a kind of a semantic encrypted key. This semantic encrypted key, no one knows it except the builds. This same key is used for encryption and decryption. So no way that anyone will be able to tamper with the information being passed, because vehicle in this case is just as if it's like a messenger or someone who's passing encrypted information. And that's it. Even if a car decided to give like a false information to the build, still, I don't decide any information unless I receive a significant amount of information from several cars. So the case of hacking the system is very rare unless everyone is trying to hack the system.
Mm-hmm. Now, how robust is it regarding weather conditions? For example, is it affected by rain or snow? Had you studied that?
We didn't study the effect of rain or snow. However, Notice isn't using any cameras that will be affected like other systems that use cameras or vision detection. So we didn't study it, but we suppose that it will not have a huge effect. But definitely it would be one of the good points to study as well.
Right. Well, Sami, what was your last contribution in your paper as an addition to NETIS?
So in our last paper, the main goal of the work was to investigate the physical layer requirements for successful communication in the notice architecture. So the main contribution in it was to study the probability of establishing a kind of a wireless link or a kind of a successful exchange information between the build and the vehicle. We were able to derive the analytical expressions for the probability as function of several parameters, such as like the handshaking and information exchange, the average speed of the cars, the data rate, the amount of information we can exchange, all this information. So we also did evaluate the parameters corresponding to the practical scenario. The results that we came with in the paper indicated that in inexpensive short-range Zigbee, for example, radios will be combined with a probability for probabilistic data collection are very good candidates for the physical layer of notice. Also, we derived an equation to obtain a certain probability for an application. So let me give you an example. So we would like to know how many cars we need to be able to reach a kind of a 95% of a meaningful aggregation.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about the future? What are future plans of this system? Do you have it installed somewhere? It seems quite expensive to be, you know, implemented.
So it's not that simple to install it on the highway without the approval of Virginia Department of Transportation, the VDOT. Our plan is to return back with the help of Professor Olario, with other researchers from Old Dominion, to ask the VDOT if we can do a kind of a test scenario or a physical implementation.
Right. Well, we now need to make a very short break. We'll be back soon. Please stay tuned. Hi there. We are running a new contest to celebrate the second anniversary of the ITS podcast next May 2015. The follower that can get the largest amount of new followers to subscribe the ITS podcast email list will win an iPad to better enjoy our contents. How to contend? Well, you have to provide us with a list of the email addresses of the new followers attracted and the approximate date of their subscription. To be eligible, you have to attract at least 30 new subscribers. So, first step, go and find as many potential ITS podcast followers as you can. Second step, send them the email list subscription link you can find at itsp.ciceI.com, inviting them to subscribe. Very important note, when they use that link to intro their email addresses, they will have to confirm their intention to join our distribution list through a confirmation email they will receive in their inboxes. Unverified emails will not be counted as valid. Third and final step, when you know they have subscribed, send the email addresses and subscription date list to itsspodcast@gmail.com. itsspodcast@gmail.com. So please go and help us. You can bring in an iPad. Now let's get back to our today's interview. We're back with Professor Sami Tawa talking about his system notice. Sami, I think this should be included into the so-called connected vehicle area. Are there any plans to use this system in cooperation with other big dogs working on connected vehicle? For example, you have our previous guest, Professor Hesham Raka, running the Center for Sustainable Mobility, CSM, at the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute. So are you cooperating already?
So I did meet Professor Hesham Raka lately in the end of October in a workshop called Drive Sense. And Drive Sense is a workshop with NSF for large-scale traffic and driving activity data. I was glad to discuss with him some ideas. I didn't have the chance to talk about notice. However, I would be glad to work with other researchers and definitely looking forward to meet Professor Hesham Raka again and visit his center in Virginia Tech soon.
I'm sure that Hesham will hear this podcast, so probably you're lucky on that.
Yeah.
Is this system already patented? Have you attracted stakeholders?
So, not yet, but we should definitely look in this point very soon.
Okay. Well, Sami, we're reaching the end of this interview. Can you tell us what else do you have in your desk now? Are any other traffic-related ideas that you're working on these days that can be shared with our listeners? Be careful, because there are more traffic engineers listening.
Yeah, so I did work lately in another idea called Friend. And the Friend is a cyber-physical system for traffic flow-related information, aggregation, and dissemination. In Friend, we are trying to replace an existing infrastructure, which is called Cat Eyes, which is a lane reflectors on the highway, the dummy reflectors that has been used as a lane separator between the lanes, and replace it with a kind of a smart Cat Eyes. Our vision that using a kind of very low power consumption detectors, we can detect and communicate. And these Cat Eyes can play an important role in collecting and aggregating and disseminating traffic flow conditions to the driver in the public. I did a couple of publications in Friend to discuss this idea. Also far from the highway, I am working with some other researcher currently on the idea of better Oregon destination estimation, as well as scheduling inside cities for buses and all this type of drivers.
Mm-hmm. Well, very well. Well, we have reached the end of this conversation today. Sami, I honestly think that this has been a very interesting interview, and I truly hope to see that notice system installed everywhere sometime soon. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Well, this one is over. We hope you have learned a thing or two about that kind of systems. Apparently, we will be seeing more and more of this stuff in the near future. Please send us your comments. We work all year round for the benefit of our selected listeners. This podcast is sponsored by the IEEE Intelligent Transportation Systems Society, website designed and managed by the Innovation Center for the Information Society at the University of Las Palmas de Gran Canaria in Spain. Soundtrack developed by Rubicon. Language advisory by Manuel Arbelo and Professor Son Williams from Clemson University, South Carolina. We'll be back soon bringing you again the cutting edge of science at the Intelligent Transportation Systems podcast. Have a happy new year and please drive safe.